This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A super PAC supporting Mike Johnston for Denver mayor has raised over $4 million. It's the most money backing a municipal candidate in Denver history. Recently, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg gave $500,000 to the group. Meanwhile, a super PAC supporting Kelly Bruff has raised less than half of that. But recent donors include prominent conservatives Pete Coors and Philip Anschutz. GOP Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and other House Freedom Caucus members want their Republican colleagues to reject a deal to raise the debt ceiling. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Boebert panned the deal, saying it doesn't do enough to cut spending or address conservative priorities like rescinding funding for the IRS.
Tomorrow's bill is a bunch of fake news and fake talking points that will do nothing to rein in out-of-control federal spending.
Boebert says no one wants to default, but also questioned the Treasury's estimate for how soon the country will reach its limit. The House is expected to vote on the bill Wednesday evening, with Republican leaders confident it will pass. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Migrant arrivals in Denver have dropped back into the double digits over the past 2 weeks. That's after hundreds of people arrived daily from the border earlier this month, right before a Trump-era COVID migration policy expired. Denver struggled to shelter hundreds of people arriving daily, calling on nonprofit partners and the federal government for help. The city is still asking for donations and federal support to serve more than 1,000 people who remain in city and nonprofit shelters. Expect increasing chances for afternoon storms this week across the Front Range. This is CPR News.